Later this week, the US President, Donald Trump, will shift his focus from hurricane-ravaged Texas to his next big policy push, the introduction of major tax reform this year, as promised. The President will deliver a major speech on Wednesday in Missouri in which he'll renew his push for deep tax cuts. Donald Trump hopes to win back support from business and investors who've been abandoning him amid ongoing chaos in the White House and his equivocal response to the hate violence in Charlottesville. The US president is also facing a damaging standoff over legislation to raise the US debt ceiling. The country could run out of money to pay its bills as early as October. Itai Tuckman is the global head of foreign exchange at the US banking giant Citi. Itai Tuckman, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. It's great being with you again.
Itai, before we get to the economy, can I ask you about these floods first, which hit Texas, immobilized Houston, America's fourth largest city? Gas or petrol prices are already climbing on fear of shortages. Is this likely to have a negative impact on the U.S. economy or a major impact on the U.S. economy?
Well, you know, first, the sad events in Houston, are likely to have hopefully only a temporary impact on the price of gasoline in the short term as it disrupts a very critical part of the U.S. energy infrastructure. But, it still remains to be seen if any of those disruptions will last more than a few weeks' time. I think if you think about what happened during Hurricane Katrina, obviously that was an enormous disaster. But again, in terms of the energy infrastructure in the U.S., these pipelines and rigs, they're built to withstand, pretty severe weather. So
yeah.
I think most of us feel that this is just a short-term impact.
Yeah, I suppose the cost of the rebuild and the cleanup of the city is going to have an impact too. Back to Donald Trump's plans for tax. He's trying to hit the reset button on his presidency, this time by shifting the focus to tax reform. His tax cut plan was a big winner among the business community and on the markets when he first took office. This reset, when he announces it on Wednesday, will it be enough to win those sectors back again?
Fran, I seriously doubt it. I think most investors and, in fact, most observers, realize that this Trump administration, is best described as full of sound and fury, but, so far signifying nothing. And I think most people who are watching this tax plan develop realize the difficulty that Trump is going to have and frankly, the Republicans in Congress are going to have dealing with all, what's essentially, a conflict between the White House and multiple versions of the Republican Party, which exist in Congress, from your sort of Tea Party, Freedom Party folks that don't believe in any additional government spending and certainly want, a much more hard line to be taken on taxes, all the way to the sort of alt-right and the more pragmatic Republicans that are willing to think a bit differently. Mm. So I don't think the markets are at all optimistic that the Trump tax plan is going to have an easy sailing through Congress.
Right. So even the multiple versions of the Republicans, used to say it, even amongst them, there's not a sense that, at least the tax plan was promised and it was popular, and the Republicans aren't even united on supporting the president on that front.
Well, if you think about how the Obamacare debate unfolded, and most observers like myself think that was a much easier, at least resolution in terms of some of the possible outcomes than a kind of grand tax overhaul will be, and how far away the Republicans in Congress seem to come from any sort of agreement on Obamacare. I don't know if you remember even the skinny bill, which basically had nothing in it other than an intent to repeal Obamacare and replace it with something to be named later, didn't manage to get through. So I think this tax plan is going to have a real uphill battle.
If the tax plan is going to have an uphill battle, then raising the debt ceiling is going to be more difficult, you would think. Certainly a more immediate threat for markets, isn't it? I mean, there is a looming standoff here as early as October over the debt ceiling. What happens if the U.S. government runs out of money to pay its bills? Does that spark another financial crisis?
I doubt it, but we've seen examples of this before, most importantly in 2011 and 2013. And whilst,
sorry to interrupt you, but that was when the president didn't control both houses of the parliament. Now he does.
Well, it depends if you really call Donald Trump a true Republican or not.
Right.
I would say that, the current president is seeming to have a hard time to control anybody in Congress, let alone the sort of 51 senators he'll need to control to pass anything and the House.
Yeah.
I think the bigger question is this going to be a sort of show business-like debt ceiling showdown, in which case I think there is some possibility. I think it's below 50%, but it's material that we do pass September 30th with no debt ceiling bill passed, and you do get a government shutdown, albeit one that probably lasts a very short period. But I still think the most likely outcome is that the Republicans realize that a tax reform bill is unlikely to get a sort of up or down vote or anywhere near an up or down vote in September or October. And this is more likely to happen in December or even in Q1 next year. And that maybe the Republicans just decide to kick the can down the road. Now, you know, Trump has said that unless this bill has the sort of funding for the you know, quote unquote wall that Mexico is going to pay for in it, that he's not going to support it or sign it. That, I think, is going to be a really interesting question, because it's very hard for me to see that, you know, the debt ceiling bill would attach some kind of strange funding for that wall outside of the budget process.
But if
so, this still has plenty of acts to play out in the next four and a half weeks.
If it doesn't, the debt ceiling doesn't include the money for the wall. I mean, it's a significant amount of money they're talking about to build that wall. $12 to $15 billion is some of the estimates. And, you know, Donald Trump was clear. He wants Congress to fully fund that Mexico border wall. He says, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall. How are the markets taking these kind of threats, Itai?
Well, so far the markets are pretty relaxed, and I think there is some probability of a debt ceiling, you know, deadline passing and some type of, you know, short-term, you know, U.S. funding issue starting to be priced into the marketplace, and you can see that in the prices of securities, short-term, you know, T-bills that mature over that debt ceiling deadline. But the broader implications, something that would really shave off either a substantive amount of investor confidence, really affect economic growth in the U.S., or some other outcome, is still a sort of outlier as far as the markets are concerned.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Itai Tuckman is the global head of foreign exchange at the U.S. banking giant Citi. Itai, just had the annual conference of global central bankers in Jackson Hole in Wyoming. The chair of the Fed, Janet Yellen, was there. This is the next task, or one of the, not the next task, but one of the tasks coming to the president, to decide whether to reappoint Janet Yellen to another term at the helm of the world's most powerful central bank. There seems little chance of it on the face of it. What does Donald Trump have against Janet Yellen, and what are the chances that she will be reappointed?
Well, you know, whether or not she'll be reappointed or not, she certainly in her speech didn't make it seem like she was going to ask or grovel or give Donald Trump any indication that, you know, she's really going to you know, do what he wants in terms of getting her reappointed. I mean, she talked very clearly and openly about preserving all the regulation that was passed in the wake of the financial crisis. And we know that the Trump administration have been pretty vocal opponents, you know, of a good part of that regulation, and have signaled their desire to repeal some of it. You know, you have Gary Cohn, who's obviously a very important player in the White House. You know, his time at Goldman Sachs, he wouldn't have been a big supporter of Dodd-Frank or some of the other regulations that were passed. And so, you know, it's as much as Janet Yellen has in her, you know, very genteel style, you know, she's fired a shot over the bow of the White House to say, you know, I don't think it's a good idea that you guys repeal this legislation. And as the Fed is one of the primary regulators, she's not going to be supporting it. So,
okay.
You know, again, I think it's a low probability that Donald Trump reappoints her.
And just very briefly, and finally, in amongst all the chaos of the Trump administration, are firms still hiring and spending?
You know, I think interestingly, you know, and it's easy to take a different view, but all of this, you know, chat, but nothing ends up coming out of Congress or the Trump administration, you know, in a perverse way, has an effect of encouraging some confidence in the status quo. And I think businesses are starting to realize that any type of sort of real big bang change to how tax policy or regulatory policy or any other really important legislation coming out of the U.S. continues to be a more and more distant possibility.
Yep.
It actually gives them the confidence that the status quo will last longer.
Right. And so they just keep on keeping on.
Well, I mean, I think markets actually love the status quo if you look at how they behave traditionally. So, you know, again, I think markets were really euphoric when Trump was elected, hoping for something, but they've come to accept that, you know, nothing is better than uncertainty.
Itai, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks again, Fran. Always a pleasure.
Itai Tuckman, the global head of foreign exchange at the U.S. banking giant Citi.